Okay, today is Daf Mem Beis. We are Daf Mem Aleph and Beis. We are on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 lines from the bottom. We are up to the fourth case of these unique, funny cases. There's like about 8 of them. Here we go, number 4. Hahuda Amalei L'Chavrei. A guy says to his friend, Havli Me'ezuzi D'Masiknabach. Give me the $100 I lent you. Amalei Lo Praticha B'fnei Ploni U'Ploni. Didn't I pay it back in front of Ploni and Ploni? I already paid it back in front of Ploni and Ploni. Asu Ploni u Ploni. So he calls up Ploni and Ploni. By the way, did Reuven give the money back to me in front of you guys? Amru le, Amru, lahoy dvar me'olam. That never happened. That never happened. Say the Edom. Suffer of Sheshit Lamemar, hooks a kafron. Sheshit wanted to say the guy's a liar. They paid you back? No, go ask Reuven and Shimon. They saw it. I paid you back already. Called Reuven and Shimon. That never happened. The guy's a liar. Amalei Rava. Kol milsa d'lavami inish lavadaite. Anything that doesn't concern you, you don't remember. You don't focus on. You don't remember. So I remember my phone number, and I remember my wife's birthday, but I remember when you gave him money. What do I remember that for? Doesn't concern me. Therefore, I don't remember. So when I say, that never happened, I don't remember that. I don't recall that happening. Are you a liar? If I say, I paid the money back, go call Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon don't remember a thing. Does that mean you're a liar? No. Reuven and Shimon don't remember because it's nothing to do with Reuven and Shimon's life. So why should they remember? Case, that was case number 4.
One at a time.
Yeah.
How does Adam ever believe?
What?
In that case, Adam
are believed when they have specific remembrance.
That's what I'm saying. But
here they don't. So does that mean the guy's a liar? No, it doesn't mean he's a liar. Your question's going to be answered by the next case. Yeah.
Just saying, Rav Jason says he's a liar, and Rav said he's not a liar.
Exactly. Case number 5. Hahuda Amalei L'Chavrei, Havli Shitz Me'ezuzi D'Masik Nebach. Where's the $600 I lent you? You owe me $600. So Amalei, Lo praticha mea kabi. Didn't I pay you back 100 kav? Where by aftei of gold nuts, right? The kaimi b'shita shita, and it was worth $600 at the time, and therefore I paid you back. Amalei la ba'arba havi kaimi. Now it was worth 400 at the time. Asu trei sadi. He brought two witnesses. V'amri in ba'arba havi kaimi. It was worth 400 at the time. So therefore, you owe me $200. Amar Rava, hooks a kafron. The guy's a liar. Didn't Rava just say a minute ago that it's things... Rabbi Bar...
First was no remembrance, now they remember.
That's the difference. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama, Hamarta, Kal, Milsa, Dolo, Ramyolea, Inish, Lavadite. Whatever doesn't concern you, you don't remember. Amale Rava, Kitsusa, Detara, Midkar, Dachiri, Inchi. People know their profession. What was the stock worth 3 months ago? They know. How much was the lumber worth a year? They know. Because it's their business, they know. So if it's 280, how much was that barrel of wheat, of walnuts worth on January 1st? They know. Why? That's their business. So that, you can take it out to the bank. Therefore, the guy said it was worth 600, he was a liar. Got that?
Some people are better at details than others.
It's not a question of details. It's a question that doesn't concern you. Right? I remember what shirt you wore yesterday. I don't remember. Why? But I don't care. It doesn't concern me. Do you remember what my wife... Yeah, that I remember what she said to me. Because I remember because it was embarrassed to me. So same thing over here. They don't remember. They're watching what goes on in shul. He gave him money. They don't remember. Could be he did. They don't remember. Now, how much is it worth? That's their business. Of course they remember.
One second, but it works both ways.
Yeah.
You're only going one way.
What do you mean?
The guy also knows that if he's given money that's worth the material is worth X amount and his loan is paid off, he knows that his loan is paid off or his loan is not paid off.
Right, so here he's pulling a fast one. The guy, the lender, the borrower says it was worth 600. The Edom didn't know it wasn't. So who are the Edom? The Edom are experts. So of course they know. So the guy's lying. Okay, next. Hahud Amalei L'Chavrei. The guy says to his friend, Havli Me'ezuzi D'Masik Nebach. Where's the $100 you owe me? The high shtara. And I have a shtar right here. That says you owe me $100. Amalei praticha. I paid you back. Right? So if you paid me back, what am I doing with the shtar? Amalei Amale, so the lender says back to the Loveh, right? Hanu, that money you paid me back was Sitroi Ninu. That was for a different loan. That was a different loan that you paid me back. But this you still owe me. Different loan. Rashi says, Mitzad Achar Hayitzi Chayivli. You owed me money from somewhere else. Now, what's...
So you should tell him, okay, show me the star.
There was no star for that loan.
Okay.
So the lender admits that he paid back $100.
Right.
He admits it. That was for a different loan. Now, this is the star for this loan. So, Amar of Nachman, Itra Shtara. The star is ruined. Why is the star ruined? Why is the star ruined? Right? Why is the star ruined? Because I admitted I got $100 back from you. I admitted I got $100 back from you. The star is ruined. I said it was another loan. It was ruined.
Nobody leaves a star running floating around.
Rav Papa Amar, lo itra shtara. Rav Papa said, the star is not ruined. It's a machlokas, what the story was with the star. So, Rav Papa, according to Rav Papa, Maishna Meahu, Domele Lechavri, how is this different than the following? Havli Mea Zuzi de Masek de Bach, the high shtara. Where's the $100 you owe me, and here's the star. Amale, lav ature Yahavisli, what are you talking about? I gave you, yeah, it's true. Reuven comes to Shimon and says, where's $100? Shimon says, you didn't lend me $100. You gave me $100 to invest. Invest in the market of oxen. And I did that, right? That's what it means. Amalei lav atura yahavitli, Rashi says, liknos mehen shvarim, to buy oxen, l'shchita, for meat, for l'machzeh l'schar, and to sell, and to split the profits. You gave me money as an investment. Right? The osis, the asivis, I'm sachta, and I went ahead and I did it. I went to the butcher shop. I went down to that, wherever it is, or wherever the people go. I went down there, and the kabilas zuzach, and I accept, and I gave you the money. So what are you talking about? Where's $100? The amalei, and the guy answered back, no, hanu sidroyna. That was a different $100. You're right, I did deal with you with that business. That was a different thing. You still owe me $100 from this star. And Amar of Papa, it for Shtara. The star is ruined. So I come over there, the star is ruined. And over here it says it's not ruined. What's the difference? So the answer is, Hassam, over there, by the case of the business, I gave you $100 to the business. Kivan de Ka'amar Atura Yahavtali. Since he said, you gave it to me for oxen. Vaviture shakalta, and you used the money. It was shtara. The star got ruined. What does that mean? Right?
It undermines his claim.
What?
It undermines his claim.
But hacha over here. Why does it undermine his claim? Hacha, but over here, Amar sitroininu.
That's a previous case.
Right. In other words, over here, why do we say the star is ruined? Because I gave a whole explanation what the money was for.
Right.
So it's a much stronger claim. I said you gave me the money to invest it, then I went down to the butcher shop and I invested it, and the Malvin said back nothing. Therefore, the star is ruined. What did he say back? No, that was a different money. I'm not sure what the difference is over here. But in our case, I said, where's the $100 you owe me? And you said, I paid it back. No, that was a different loan. So, taco was a different loan. The star is not ruined. What kind of difference is that?
The details exonerated, maybe.
Something
missing.
So I think the Rashi, someone has said, because he also gave him profit. Now that I go to the butcher shop and do this business venture, I gave you back your investment, and we made profit on it. And the Malva doesn't say boo. So somehow that's that loan, that star. Don't tell me it's a different star. The star is ruined. Over here, where's the $100 you owe me? I paid it back. What do you mean? That's a different loan. So why should we not believe the guy? After all, as Mati said, who holds out the stars? How does the Lova allow the star to remain unpaid? How does he allow it to remain in Malva's hands?
Right.
So, they're here, the lower star, the star is not ruined. It's a very fine difference. Rav Papi Amar, Lowit Rishtara. I'm sorry, my Havi Allah, what's the bottom line with this story? Rav Papi Amar, Lowit Rishtara. Rav Sheshes, Rav Idi Amar, It Rishtara. So, Machlokas, is it ruined or not? Vehilchasa, It Rishtara. It is ruined. Hani Mili, Depare Bape Sadi. That's only where it was paid back in front of witnesses. V'lo idkar le'shtara. And nobody mentioned the star. Avol pari be'didei l'didei. But if you pay it back, but you know, right Sunday morning, I give you the money in front of right before shul, no one saw. D'yachol le'meimar lo'hoi d'var be'olem. He could deny it totally. So you never pay it back. There's no edim. Yachol na'mi le'meimar such ra'inenu. That of course you could say, this was another loan. U'kedavimi b'rei d'revavo. That's the case in Ksuvos, but that's exactly what happened. When you pay it back in front of without Edim, and the Malva admits to some story, he could deny everything, the Malva. But he admits it. I know he did give me, but he didn't give me the whole thing. It was a different star, a whole story. We believe him. After all, he could just deny everything. No one saw. No Edim. So the fact that he opens his mouth and admits to something, obviously he's telling the truth. Okay. Case number 7. Hahud Amal El Chavrei. A guy says to his friend, "Mehemnis li kol emas da amarteli lo parana." I will believe you. I will believe you any time you come and say it wasn't paid back, or right? Any time you're going to say it wasn't paid back, I'll believe you. Azal upari ba pesadi. So he paid it back in front of Edom, and then what happened? He said, "Where's the money you owe me?" I paid it back. Didn't we agree that if I don't believe you, then I'm not going to... But I paid it back in front of Edom.
Right.
Even that we meant? So Abayev Rava, Dami Tarvayu, Hamahemni, he's believed. Why is he believed? Because when they made that crazy Tanai, I'm never going to accept your words, not Edom's words.
Right.
So when Edom said, of course he paid it back. We were watching it. And we recorded it. We knew this was going to happen. That's also not good. That's good. Maskevor of Papa, a minute. Nihi de behemne tve minafshe. It's true. Edim, I'm sorry.
There's a difference between 2 and 3 Edim here. This is the case.
What?
2 and 3 Edim.
No, that's the next case.
That's the next case. He has to pay.
What?
Loba has to pay.
Oh, he has to pay. I'm sorry. He has to pay. Why does he have to pay? Because he said, I don't believe you. Very simple. Now we're going to go back. Maskel of Papa, what are you talking about? Yeah, he believed the guy better than he believed himself. And he said, I'm never going to argue with you if you say you weren't paid back. But what, more than Edom? So if Edom here and I still don't believe you, that's not true. Okay, case number 8. What? He said, if you ever claim I didn't get paid back, I'm not going to deny it. Even Edom saw? No, not when Edom saw. Abayi Rava said, yeah, even when Edom saw. So Abayi Rava said, Rav Papa said, Rav Zera says, no, that can't be.
So how does that work in practice?
I mean, Rav Papa said, that can't be.
Yeah, if I
don't know how this works.
You have to pay him. And
I don't know how this works in practice.
These are crazy cases altogether.
Number 8. Hahud Amal El Chavrei. Mehemnesli Kibet Shrei. Believe me like 2 people. I have the power of Edom. Kol emas damarta lo parana. Whenever you're going to say it wasn't paid back. Ozal pari rapi tlasa. So what did he do? He went ahead and paid in front of 3 Edom. Why? Why did he pay in front of 3 Edom? To show that he said that he's just like 2 Edom. So pay back in front of 2 Edom, he has the right to deny and never paid him back. So I'm going for the 3 Edom, that what's he going to say to 3 Edom? 3 Edom, right?
Say the same thing. Say the same thing, then pay back. You got 3 liars.
No, we believe the Edom. The question, the guy said, I'm value of 2 Edom. You're value of 3 Edom?
The
no, 3 Edom you're going to lose.
Perush says up his name.
The Gemara's going to ask that question. Amrav Papa, kibetrei mehemna, kibetlas, lo mehemna. He agreed to be trusted like two Edom, not like three Edom. Therefore what? Right? Therefore, he can't. He has the power of two Edom, but two Edom loses to three Edom. So therefore, he's going to lose, which is why he picked three Edom.
How could
the three Edom be the same as two Edom? Ah, Amalei Ravuna, Braid Ravishul Papa, Eim, the Army Rabbanon, Basar, Rov, Deos. When do we care more three is better than two? When do we care three is better than two? Hani, Milil, Idil, Umdra. How much is something worth? How much is that diamond worth? The more you have experts that to weigh an opinion, the more the more we know we're getting the accurate number.
Right.
That's when we have more people. How much is that house worth? One appraiser, a second appraiser. The more appraisers you have, the better it's going to be. The more accurate you're going to get. That's kama d'afishi b'ki tvei. The more experts you have, the better it is. Avolidin edus. When it comes to edus, meya ki trei, trei ki meya. Two is like 100. 100 is like two. What do you mean three beats two? There's no such thing. Two is like 100. So what kind of thing was this going to three Edom? How could you paskin that three Edom is better than two Edom? So another version of the story is, Dahu, the Amalei L'chavrei, Mahanzli Kibay Trey, believe me like two Edom, call Emas Damarta Lo Parana. If they ever going to claim, you never pay me back. Azal Pare Ba'apet Latza. So you pay back in front of three Edom. Figured, two Edom I'm going to lose to him, but three I'll win. So Amar Papa, Kibetrei, mehemna, kibetlatza, lo mehemna. Like two is believed, like three is not believed. In other words, three beats two. Same thing. Three beats two. This is, I don't know why this is even another version. It's the exact same thing. Two is like 100, 100 is like two. What kind of thing is this? Paying it back in front of three? Doesn't make a difference. V'i amale kibetlatza. But if the guy said, I'm going to be believed like three Edom. Why do you say that? Why would you say such a thing? No reason to say that. Arba, so I paid it back in front of four Edom. Then everybody would agree that that's a good payback of a loan. And the guy can't tie up. Well, we made up a deal, and I don't say you pay me back.
Right.
Can't say that. Why? Kiv on the Nachis Daite. Since you went out of the way and said, I'm going to be trustworthy like three Edom. Why'd you say three Edom? Why'd you say that? Two is like 100. So why'd you say three? Obviously, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
And what you thought you're doing was, you're like an appraiser. I'm like three Edom. Okay, then I'll pay back in front of four.
Right.
It beats you a three. If you go down that road, then yeah, you shouldn't have said that. You should have said two. As we said, two is like 100. So pay back in front of 85 makes no difference. But if you said, I'm going to be like three Edom, then you can pay back in front of four. Make sense? Okay. Next. Einish boyin al tainas cheresh shot of a cotton. We don't swear on a taina of a cheresh shot of a cotton. They must be in as a cotton. We don't make a cotton swear. My taima, why not? Amar kra, ki tein ish esperyeyu, Kesef o kalim lishmar. It says kitin ish, an adult. With das. Ein desilas cotton klum. Cotton is no shavuz at all. The next part of the Mishnah said, aval nishboyin l'cotton ulhetish. But we swear for a cotton and for hetish. But we just said one line above, we don't swear. V'amarta resha, ein nishboyin al-tainas chotiv cotton. What's going on? Amrav baba, amarav, babav tainas aviv. I don't know. When the cotton comes for his father's taina, when he comes for his own taina, right? When the cotton says, "You, where's the $100 I lent you?" Right? This 12-year-old mogul says, "Where's the $100 I lent you?" And you say, "What are you talking about? I paid you back 50. I owe you 50." There's no shvuas modu mitzvahs by a cotton. But then we said the ratio is modu mitzvahs. The cotton says, "Where's the $100 you owe my barber for my father?" That you have to swear. He's coming for the taina of his father, right? Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the taina. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, pa'amim sha'adam nishba. Listen to this. Pa'amim. Sometimes nishba adam nishba al taina satsmo. Sometimes you can swear because of your own taina. Ketzad has that. Amar lo, if the love, the son of the love, says to the malve, the son of the backwards, the son of the love says to the malve, right? The son of the love, Mana lavicha biyadi. I have your father's money. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The lova. I'm sorry. The lova says to the malva's son, the lender's son.
Right. I have your father's money.
I have your father's money. I bought $100 from your father, and here it is. V'achaltim pras. They haven't paid back already. Harezin nishba. Harezin nishba. You have to swear. V'zesh nishba. Tainas hatzmo. And I paid back half.
Why did you pay back half?
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. But Rabbi, what do you mean? I could have said nothing. I went over to some kid. I said, I borrowed $100 from your father, but I already paid back 50. Here's the other 50.
Right.
Says Rabbi Elazar, you have to swear. Why? Modim mix us. Now, we left out the pet. The son didn't come with the time. Where's the money you borrowed from my father? Right? So let's say that happened. Doesn't make a difference. Now, you have to swear? Says Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, yes. Now, V'chom omrim, ein el kimei shaveda, u pater. What are you talking about? It's like a mesha aveda. I will go to some 12-year-old kid. By the way, I'm getting a check from me. Really? For what? Well, I borrowed some money from your father. How much did you borrow? It doesn't matter how much I borrowed. Here's how much I owe him.
Right.
It's all free money. It's all found money. Right? So, mesha aveda. Now, that's such a good story. For Blessed Ben Yaakov, less like Kibesha Vedu Potter? Doesn't Blessed Ben Yaakov agree with that? How can I ever go to a 12-year-old kid and say, I'm giving you money? So what are you giving me money for? Because I owe your father money. Well, how much did you owe him? Doesn't matter how much I owe him. Here's how much I'm paying back.
Right.
It's pure found money. How can anyone argue on that? How can Blessed Ben Yaakov say you have to swear? So, Amalach, Amarav, Bishitano, Cotton. Because he's a cotton. Cotton? You don't swear for that. So la'olam gadol. No, he's really an adult.
By cotton, don't we reverse the short?
We're going to get to that. It's a whole Amud Beis on this. Amud Beis is massive. No, it's not massive.
You want to go back to
Marcus? Amarav. Lolam de Gadol. No, really, he's an adult. He's an adult. He's not 12 years old. He's 25 years old. So if my car lay cotton, so why are we calling him a cotton? Because the Lagab Midi the Aviv, cotton who? Because when it comes to his father's affairs, he doesn't know anything. He doesn't know. So what's the story here? He's 25 years old. I come over to a 25-year-old and I say, by the way, here's money that I owe you, that I'm giving you. So what do you give me money for? I owe your father money. How much did you owe him? It doesn't matter how much I owed him. Here's how much I'm giving you. In that case, well, Elazar ben Yaakov says, well, what kind of answer is that? How much did you owe him? Tell me how much you owed him. If it's only half, if it's not the whole amount, you have to swear. Why? He's not a cotton. Why are you calling him a cotton? Because he has no clue about his father's affairs. Not a cotton. He's 25 years old. So if the borrower says, here's some money back, I owed your father, I'm an honest man. Yeah, how honest are you? How much did you borrow from him? Right? And he says, well, I paid back half of it already. Here's the other half. He has to swear, according to Elazar ben Yaakov.
Why should we make a difference if it's a cotton or a woolen? Who says, well, why can't you take advantage of a cotton?
We're going to get to it. Ihachi, if that's true, that taina's atzmo, taina's acherim hu. That's someone else's taina. Right? It's taina's acherim. It's someone else's taina. For hodas atzmo. But he himself is admitting to it. So the Gemara says, kulunami taina's acherim hodas atzmo ninu. Every blown is like that. Right? Rashi says on top, my pa'amim. Rabbi Elazar said, sometimes you're going to pay on your own admission. But I mean, every case is like that.
Yeah.
You ask me, where's the money? And I say, well, I'll pay back here. But everything's like that. Sometimes.
Right.
Ella b'derava k'biflagi. So they're arguing in Rava's case. We're arguing about what Rava said. What did Rava say? Why does somebody say, I only owe you half? Half I pay back already. Why? So the why does a modiv mixes have to swear? Why? Who made up the Torah said it, but why? So chazaka, ain't adam neis pana b'fnei balchovo. Someone has such a chutzpah to deny in front of a balchov. Hey, I don't owe you any money. I don't owe you. What do you? I borrowed money from you. You're such a liar. No one has the chutzpah to say that. So why do they say they paid back half? The high, the kulu, the lifkere. They would, if they had the guts, deny the whole loan. Nobody wants to pay back money that they owe. So if they had the guts, they would deny the whole loan. V'hai delo kafrei. Why don't they do that? Why don't they just say, I never met you before in my life? Why don't they say that? Because to save face. Because to save face. Bishop de'ei me'ez panav b'fnei b'chovo. No one has the chutzpah to say that. Chutzpah, I lent you money, you deny the whole... That's ridiculous. No one's going to do that. U'b'dekule boy delo delay. Now again, they... I don't keep on the one says it's so wordy. Right? And not only that, a lova is not suspected of not paying back loans. It's honest, true. Why does he pay back a loan? He borrowed money, he paid it back. The high, the low, oh, delay. So how does he just admit it? Just admit it. Yes, I do owe you the money. I do owe you the money. Why? Because he's embarrassed. He doesn't have it. He's just trying to push off the lova, the malva. Just push him off. I don't have the money right now. Suffer. Since I have, when I have the money, I'll pay him back. Right now I'm tight. So you know what? What do you mean I pay? $100 I owe you? 50 I already paid you. That's not even true. Why do I say that? Because I'm embarrassed. So okay, if that's the case, then swear. If you're such an honest person, and you're just tight, then swear you're tight. Swear you paid it back. Swear you paid it back. It's a big deal taking an oath. We don't live with that seriousness. So to us, we don't understand this. That was a big deal taking an oath. Now the guy will have second thoughts. You know what? The truth is, I owe you the whole thing. I owe you the whole thing. Why did I say it? Because I was embarrassed. I'm partially embarrassed. You know what? As soon as I have the money, I'll pay you back. If you really paid back half, then you don't have no qualms taking the oath. Right? Make you swear. So that you tackle, do you owe the whole thing? Or do you not owe the whole thing? That's what this is. Now, this 12-year-old kid or 20-year-old kid comes over to me. You owe my father money. Now, do I have the chutzpah to deny the kid that I borrowed money from the father?
No.
That's the machlokas. Nice. That's the machlokas. Right. Savar, Rabbi Yaakov Savar, lo shna bo, lo shna bibno, ain't omeis. Doesn't make a difference if it's the father or the kid. You don't have the chutzpah to deny it.
Yeah, isn't it a lot easier to blow off a kid than the father?
So we say it's not a kid necessarily. It's not a question of blowing off. The question is the chutzpah. You have the meiz panim. You have the azus to deny someone lent you money. You never lent me money. I see you every day, Yoni. Every day we come together to shul. So I'm gonna, and you lent me $100. I'm going to deny it. Every day I see you. I'm not going to deny it. I'm the chutzpah to do that. What will I do? I'll double talk you. No, I pay. That'll do. So you know what? Make a shvua. That's what the shvua is for. I'm not going to deny it. I'm never going to chutzpah to do that. Now, what about your son comes over to me? Him, I don't know. What do I have to do with him? Him I see once in a blue moon, right? Him I have nothing to do with. Him, maybe I'll... So Rabbi Lazarus says, no, Sehel's not going to do it to him. Why? He's an extension of you. You come over, what are you talking to my kid for? Right? So says Rabbi Lazarus ben Yaakov, you're not made to do that. You don't have the chutzpah to do that, even to his son. Right? Therefore, you have to make a shvua to the son. That's what Rabbi Yaakov said. For abundance of re, no. But fun of who the ain't made. That's the father, never going to say it. I see him every day, my buddy. To the kid? What do I owe this kid? No shaykhs to him. Him I'll lie to. Okay? Therefore what? Therefore, Uber Delo May is, and since... What? Right. So there's Meisha Avedahu. It's like I'll give the guy a windfall. I come over to the kid, by the way, I owe your father some money. Really? How much? Doesn't make a difference how much. Because I don't have to say words of truth to you. So whatever I'm giving you, it's mamish found money. So be happy. Right? That's what they're arguing about.
I'll give it to
you. What?
You just say, I'll give it to your father. And
no, maybe the father passed on. Maybe the father passed on. Maybe the father's not well. Whatever it is. The point is, the father can't come. He can't come around. He's not around. Either he's passed away, or he's incapacitated. He's not around. It's not shayach. So to the kid, I don't lie to him. What do I care? So whatever I tell him, it's found money for the kid. Now, me matzus mukmis like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, is it possible to explain this whole story like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov? Haktani Reisha, it said in the Reisha, mana la'aba biyadecha, right? I owe your father, mana la'aba biyadecha, right? And right? Where's the $100 you owe my father? No, you only owe me 50. Potter, he's Potter. Kibnei Shemei Shavelahu. It's not Shemei Shavela. Mei Shavaveda. Right? So you, so what the Rebbe going to say there? Why should he only, why should he be Mei Shavaveda? It's the same thing as a father. You should have to swear. Hasam over there, Delo Amar Barili. Over there, he didn't say, I'm positive that this is the chov. Therefore,
is that the borrower or the kid?
What? The son of the lender doesn't say, I know for sure. How do I know for sure? Have a father's ledger book right here. It says you paid nothing.
Right.
Therefore, over there, also over there, the kid has no idea. He has no idea. Stephen wasn't back of a Greece at Space Aveda.
Right.
I come to you, I owe your father money. Really? How much? Doesn't matter how much. Here's what I'm telling you. So, everyone agrees to that. But if the kid knows the father's books, he was the accountant for the father, he knew every penny that went in and out,
right.
Then the Rebbe Nachman has to swear. Right? Hasab delo amar barili, hachadamar barili. Okay, very good. Now, that was one way of explaining our Mishnah. What was the problem with the Mishnah? The Mishnah was so-so itself. On the one hand, it said there's no shuvah for a cotton. Then we said there is a shuvah for a cotton. What was the first explanation? When the son's coming for the tithe of the father. And it's a machloke, it's a whole complicated story. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says another answer. Lekatan lipareya minichse katan. Right? I'm sorry. The story is, this is Mati's case. Before we kept saying that the katan was the son of the malve. Now he's the son of the love. So I come to you and I say, your father owed me money. Your father owed me money. What's the story? Because I have no idea what my father owed you.
Right, exactly.
But he's passed away and I have a big Yerusha now, so get away from me. I don't give my Yerusha to you. Right?
Right.
So what's the halacha?
Prove it.
You have to swear. You have to swear.
Who has to swear?
The malve.
Reversing it.
Right? I say to you, your father owed me money. So I don't know anything about that. Right? The first explanation was it was the other way. Now it's the son of the love says, I don't know my father owed you, but you know what? I'm not paying you a penny. Right? Who are you? Come out of left field. Right? So what does the Mishnah say? The malva has to swear. Shmuel Amar lekatan lipareya minichse katan, and you're going to be paid back from the nechasim of the katan. To swear hektish lipareya minichse hektish. So also something like that. You borrowed money from hektish. Hektish owes you money somehow. You did business with hektish. Now you come to hektish. Where's the money hektish owes me? You have to swear. Lipara lekatan lipareya minichse katan. To get money out of a cotton from the cotton's property, Tanina, that's old news. Minichse yisomim. If you want to collect money from yisomim, lo yipareya ela b'shvua. Mati's right. You can only collect money from a cotton if you have a shvua. Tarti lomali. How many times in Shas do I need to hear that vort? Twice I need to hear that story. Hakamash balan. No, the answer is hakamash balan. Da baya kashisha. That we hold like a baya kashisha. The tani a baya kashisha yisomim sha'amru. Yisomim sha'amru, gedolim, if they're even adults. Vein sa machlama katana, and for sure if they're not adults. Bein l'shvua, bein l'ziburis, whether it's a shvua, or even to collect the junk property, the ziburis, lehektish, or to collect from hektish, if you claim hektish owes you money, lipar minichse hektish, and to collect from hektish, all has to be with a shvua. Right? Okay. What? Now, lehektish. Sorry, there was a comma there. Lehektish, lipar minichse hektish. For hektish to be paid back from nechasim of hektish, tanina. We learned that already. Nechasim mishubadim. If you have nechasim mishubadim, lo yipre ela b'shvua. You want to get a shvua. Mali mishubadim lehedyon. Mali mishubadim legavoa. What's the difference? Who it's to? Itzrich. No. Something that I would have thought. Hedyot hu, the other one said, kenunya al hedyot. You can make a kenunya I could come to you and I say, listen, you owe me money, and you say, what are you talking about? I sell my land to him. I come to him to seize the land. I could, right? Are you in pre-existing debt? You owe me $1,000. I come to you with $1,000. I don't have it. But a week before, you sold your house to Marcel. So I could take the house from Marcel. Right? Because the debt to me was pre-existing. It was on notice. It was a shtar, it was on notice. And Marcel bought it, subject to the money that was owed to me. So me and you can make a shtick to get the house back out of Marcel's hands. Right? We can make a shtick like that. Therefore, I want to come to collect from the Chasam Mishubadim. I have to swear. Make sense? What shtick am I making with Hektish? There's no shtick to make. Aval Hektish. With Hektish, they ate other most of the community, Hektish. So what do I have to swear for? Kabashwan, you still have to swear. That's what the Chiddush was.
It would seem counterintuitive to want to pull fast on with Hektish.
What?
It seems counterintuitive to want to pull fast on with Hektish.
Exactly. You still, it's not even possible. Who are you doing the fast one with? The Gizbar? That makes sense.
No.
So there's no fast one even to pull. You understand the case with the Hektish with the stick? So why do you have to swear for Hektish? The answer is you still have to swear. Low plug.
It's like stealing from a shul. Who would do that?
People will do that. Vam Rav Huna. Shchiv Meira. Shchiv Meira. Hektish called Nechasav. If a Shchiv Meira donates all his possessions, it's on his deathbed. I don't like any of my children. I'm giving everything to the shul. I'm donating everything to the Beis HaMikdash. Right? Nothing to my kids. V'amar Mana Laploni Biyadi. Except for the $100 they would want his name. Chazaka. Neman, Chazaka, Ein Adam Ose Kinun Yal Hektish. Nobody makes a shtick with Hektish. Hektish, so the question is, what? No. So, one second. So what's the question here? So here you see no one does any shtick with Hektish, but before we saw maybe someone does. Maybe someone does. So, Amar Hani Mili Shchimira. No, Shchimira, what kind of you're dying? De'ein Adam Osei Chote V'lo Lo. Nobody sins without any gaining. What's he sinning for? What's he shticking for? He's dying. What's he going to do that for? Aval Gabi Bari, but a Bari, Vada Chashinan, maybe you can try to pull a fast one out of Hektish. Maybe you can. What kind of fast one could it be? I don't know. People are smarter than me. They can think of things. So therefore, they have to swear.
But you're basically honest.
Right. Okay. Next. Eilu devarim she'ein nishboin aleihen. The following things there are no shavuas for. Avadim, servants, shtaros, documents, karkos, land, hekdeshos. That's the mode of mixes Hektish. Ein behem tashlumei kefel. There's no kefel. Vol tashlumei above a chamisha. There's no above a chamisha either. You steal from Hektish, you don't have to pay back double. You steal from if you steal land, there's no double. Shomer chinam eino nishba. A shomer chinam does not swear. No si socher eino mishalem. A shomer socher doesn't have to pay. We'll explain all these lines. Reb Shimon Omer kadshim shechayev ba'achriyatam nishboin aleihem. If you're Chayav Achrayas, if you said, I will bring an animal, so you're Chayav on yourself, or you said, I'm going to bring that animal, but you gave it some kind of guarantee, then you have to swear about it. If they didn't, you didn't. Rameh Romer, Yesh Devarim Shehein Kikarka. There are things that are in the land, the Einam Kikarka, but they don't have the status of Karka. In terms of what? Well, we said there's no Shavua by Karka. What does that mean? Keita, what does that mean? Eser gefonim to unos masarti lecha. As I gave you to watch for me 10 vineyards with grapes on them. Vahalo amar enon elam chamesh. What are you talking about? Only gave me 5. You only gave me 5. Here's the 5 back. You asked me to watch 5. I watched 5. No, I asked you to watch 10. So, Remeir, mechayev shvua. Remeir says, mechayev shvua. Why are you chayev shvua? So we're going to explain the Gemara. They're all made to be cut, so they're like they're already cut, so they're metalpalin really. We're going to get, there's a few explanations what this means. If it's attached to the ground, it's considered a karka. Okay, right? Attached to the ground, it's karka. Ein nishboin el al davar shebemida, shebemishkal, shebeminyan. When we sweetie these shivu modi b'miksas, only on something that's measured, weighed, or on a scale. Ketat, for example.
Okay.
What? No. For example, this. Bayis mole masarti lecha. I gave you a house, a store, a whole warehouse I gave you. How big was the warehouse? How many bushels were in that warehouse?
It says they're full.
Full. How big was it? How many can you stuff in there? Kiss mole masarti. I gave you my whole wallet to watch. Full of bills. What does that mean? How many bills are in there? It's such a vague term. V'alo omar eni yodea elamash enachta ata notel. I don't know how many bills are in there, but here's the wallet back. The same amount of bills that you gave me are in here now, right now. I said, what are you talking about? There were 400 singles I shoved in there. Now there's only 200. Is that a mode of mitzvahs? The answer is no. Why not? Because the number was vague. It's too vague. How many things are in that warehouse? It's too vague. Ella, yeah. Ze omer ad haziz, ze omer ad achalon, chayev. If one says, no, it was till that pallet. It was till that marker. And the other one says, no, it was till that marker. The ziz means like some kind of protrusion or something. He says, no, it was by the window. No, it wasn't. It was, look. That's a different story. That's quantifiable. Now, in a minute, tashlum kefil manolon. How do you know there's no kefil by hektish? Tana rabbanon. I'll be called davar pesha. It's klal. There's no kefil by star, kesef star, star and avadim and karka. Because it says I'll call davar pesha. Any issue, klal. Al shor, if it's an ox, al chamor, a donkey, al se, al simla, a shirt, prat. Well, that's a prat. Then it says I'll call aveda. Anything that you stole, you lost. Chazar klal. It's a classic klal prat klal. Right? Kol aveda is chazar klal. Klal prat klal. It's a donkey klal. It's a prat. Ma prat, mefurish, davar metalta v'gufo mamon. It's animals and shirts. Af kol davar shametalta v'gufo mamon. So too it has to be metaltalin and it has real value. Yatsu karkos, shina metaltalin. Karka can't be moved. Yatsu avadim, shukshul karka. Avadim and karka are the same. Yatsu shtaros, af bish ein metaltalin, even though you can move a shtar, ein gufo mamon. They don't have any intrinsic value. It's just a piece of paper, right? I know, but it's compared to karka. So it's like karka. It's all the dinim of karka. And what about hektish? Re'ehu k'siv. It says re'ehu, and hektish is not your friend. Hektish is hektish. So therefore, also there's no swearing for hektish. Okay? So we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.
You gained out some answers.
Huh?